Today is Tuesday, April 26, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm slowly working on this Python script that I'm creating, and I think I'm probably by the end of the week, I'll be ready to, what we call in the tech industry, deploy the application. It's actually more than one. It's more than one thing because, yeah, there are moving parts. There are many different parts to it, and but it's going to replace the old one that I had. It will tweet. It will download. I'm improving it and making some adjustments that hopefully will make it better. I was having some problems with the old one, and it would stop working, and then I wouldn't pay attention, and people would notify me, "Hey, Pride 48 is not tweeting anymore." I'd be like, "Oh crap!" So I'm hoping I fix some of that. Also, when I would turn it back on, so if there was a problem, and then I would turn it back on, it would tweet because, you know, basically the logic was, if there's a new episode, immediately tweet that out. Well, the problem was when you restart it, you know, let's say we have 50 or 60 shows in Pride 48 show page, and it checks them all at the same time. You get 40 or 50 tweets all at the same time from Pride 48, which is kind of spammy. You really don't want to do that, huh? So I'm going to fix that. Anyway, so I've been working on that, and that's what I've been doing kind of while watching TV at night. And I also, we have a State of the Station coming up on Friday for Pride 48. So if any of you, well, we want you all there because, you know, why do a State of the Station if there's an empty chat room? But if you go to pride48.com and click on the chat button, it will redirect you to a Discord channel. If you've never been to it, you can go there. It's best if you sign up for a Discord account. It's free. And be in the chat room, and we'll be live on the stream, Daniel and I, and we'll be talking about the summer event that's coming up in July, at the end of July, actually. So we've got a little bit of time, but this is the first State of the Station that we've done in 2022. And so we'll have a few of those, but that's coming up. And so I've actually got to message Daniel and ask him if he can get together before so we can talk about, you know, what we're going to actually say on the State of the Station. It'll be a quick one, probably 15 or 20 minutes. We're not going to make it very long at all. We just want to give some basic information, build up some excitement about the event. And that's basically it. But so that's coming up. And so I've been doing a little bit about that. I sent out a blog post, or I did a mailer or whatever you call it. I sent out an email to everyone on this that subscribed and changed the website. I don't like the banner that I did on the website, but I needed to get the information there. And so I got the information there on the front page, but I actually want to change it. I don't like the way it looks. So we will see. I'll figure that out. But I at least the information is there. You know that you do what you got to do. I got Veritable Virgo set up with the social media stuff. Apparently there was an issue there. Got that fixed over the weekend, and everything's good to go from a Pride 48 perspective. We do have a voice. I don't know if this is a Geeky Gay voicemail. I think I've said that before, but Scotty Little Aussie Battler, he emails me when he leaves a voicemail, he records it and then emails it. And I never know whether it's for Geeky Gay or Mix Minus, but he only sent it to my personal email address and not the Mix Minus email address. So I'm going to play it here and we'll see. We will learn together whether this was for Mix Minus or Geeky Gay, or maybe we won't. But if he says Adam and Daniel, then we know. Then we know.
Adam, it's Hello. Scotty, your Aussie Battler. And it's probably a week ago now since you talked about this, but anyway.
Okay.
The reason why judges in the UK and Australia wear wigs and gowns is for anonymity, you know, to be anonymous. So...
Okay, wait a minute. And it is. I was right. It's for geeky gays. So there you go. Yeah, so question, and you're probably going to answer it, but from everything I've seen on TV, these wigs that they wear, at least on Anatomy of a Scandal, which is the recent thing that Mark and I watched on Netflix, you can still tell who it is. There's no anonymity. It is a white wig that barely covers their own hair. And I don't know. Anyway, I'll let you keep talking.
When they finish sending someone to jail or fining someone tens of thousands of millions of dollars for corruption or whatever, when they leave the courthouse, they're in their civvies. So wearing that big wig and a gown just helps them be more anonymous. It also sort of gives like an aura of respect and importance, which is also why they're elevated where they sit. Okay, this is Scotty Rossi Battler, and I've gone to great lengths to make sure there are no bird noises in the background today. Okay, 27th of April, 2022. Oh. Just walked 3 kilometers to work. I'm stuffed.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for the call, Scotty. Wow, I played that same day. In fact, I'm recording this on the 26th of April. So literally time is, I've been watching all these physics girl. There's this YouTuber that's been on YouTube apparently for 8 to 10 years that I never knew about. She goes by the name Physics Girl, I think. And, you know, I'm not a... Look, I dabble in lots of things interest me. I don't even want to say I dabble. Because, you know, there are things I dabble in, like 3D modeling and programming. I mean, that's also part of my career, but I'm not a developer at the moment for pay. But, I mean, I dabble. You know, music, I guess, because I'm not a professional trumpet player, but I dabble. Maybe I dabble in everything. I dabble in cooking. I don't really dabble in physics, although I find science to be interesting. And I've been watching her, or I found her. YouTube suggested me to her or whatever, or suggested her to me. Or whatever. And, anyway, so I've been watching those a lot, and they talk a lot about time, space-time, and how when you're looking at a star, you're actually looking back in time, because the star that you're seeing is not as it is today. So you're seeing like a older version of that star, because it takes so long for light to get to us. I don't know. It's very hard for me to comprehend, but... Scotty, it is literally April 27th where he is. So we're breaking the space-time continuum because I'm recording this on April 26th. There you go. I know that's why Big Fatty always says anybody who's calling him from Australia is calling from the future. He literally is calling from tomorrow. I'm recording it on Tuesday the 26th. He's calling from Wednesday the 27th. Anyway, so the wigs, okay, maybe it's for anonymity. I don't see how that really makes them very anonymous because at least from the ones that I've seen, you know, they're not very anonymous. You can tell who it is. But, you know, it is what it is. It doesn't. If that's the reason, maybe it works. If you don't pay a lot of attention, they go out on the street, they're not wearing their wig anymore. You know, it is what it is. So, yeah. So, to bring you guys up to speed with what's going on here, last night was a normal night. I did cook. I cooked chili. I worked out, cooked chili, and turkey chili. So it's, you know, on the lower calorie end of the spectrum. Although I did have cake that I made for throwing down that we're recording today. And, it, you know, I had to bake a cake because it was for a podcast. So, you know, you do these things and suffer as a result. So we had a little bit of cake for dessert, but we had chili, turkey chili for dinner. I worked out and I basically sat on the couch. We watched Survivor and I coded some Python for this new Pride 48 bot that I'm building. And that was pretty much all that I did. And then today I got a call from the floor guy, and actually over the weekend, Mark and I talked about it because this gym floor that we're putting down, it's been a few weeks since we actually put down the down payment. I don't even know exactly how long it's been, but I feel like it's been at least 3 weeks. And I was wondering, you know, they hadn't contacted us and they had to order the materials. They had to order the flooring, but anyway, so he called today and we're on the schedule for May 9th to have it installed. So it'll be done soon. And the solar guy, I texted with him and we're going to set up an appointment for next week to go over the, you know, the estimate and all that kind of good stuff and make a decision if we're going to do solar. So still no backyard landscaping, but we are making progress on various projects around the house. It's all you can do. Make progress. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.